All right, it's that time, Friday, recapping the week that was with Life and Style Weekly right here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Scene Queen Juliet Eason checking in now. Juliet, we'll kick off with Jersey Shore. The reunion was last night, but just not the same as the episodes. I need a little bit more of a Jersey Shore fix. And the situation, doing all these club appearances and whatnot, he has a performance rider now, like what he requests when he goes to these appearances. And Life and Style Weekly obtained a copy of this, correct?
Exactly. As you can imagine, his rider was pretty ridiculous. I think the most stunning part of it was the fact that it stipulates there can be no direct eye contact or direct conversation with the situation while he's at the club.
Are you sick? What a jerk.
Exactly. And the worst part is that he's not even showing his abs anymore. For whatever reason, even though he used to do it all the time.
Right.
He's not showing them off in the club, so I don't know if that's just because he's been drinking a little too much of his very own Devotion vodka, or if he's trying to create a new image, but it's actually been about 168 days since we've seen him.
You guys have a running count over there at Life and Style Weekly?
Yeah, there's even a little inset box with the number of days in the current issue of Life and Style. So.
What else is on his rider besides no eye contact and no direct conversation? Unreal.
He wanted 6 bottles of Devotion vodka, which is his very own vodka, plus 24 cans of Red Bull and 2 bottles of champagne. And in addition to that, he requested first-class security to keep out the quote-unquote grenades, which is what he calls the unattractive girls.
Right. Unreal. Life and Style Weekly's Julia Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show, running down the week that was. Kelly Rutherford, maybe you know her as Blake's mom from Gossip Girl. She has a new boyfriend?
She does. She's finally found love again, and his name is Marcus Ernst, and he's a lawyer. And we first spotted them at Kitty Chai, which is a Thai restaurant in New York, on March 19th. And sources close to Kelly confirmed to us that they are, in fact, an item, and they've been dating for a few weeks. And the best part about it is that Kelly had a pretty nasty divorce with her ex-husband, and she actually left him while she was still pregnant with their second child.
Ugh.
So I think we're all very happy to see that she's recovered from that and she's found a new guy.
And you've also seen Chelsea Kane from Dancing with the Stars out with a new guy, right?
We have. She's all grown up. She used to be a Disney star, and now she's actually dating Stephen Coletti, who used to be on Laguna Beach, and he dated other reality stars, Kristen Cavallari and Lauren Conrad.
Well, yeah, it's like one big fraternity with these reality stars. They all date each other. It's weird, isn't it?
It is weird. I don't think I would like to be a reality star.
But even if you were, you wouldn't date other reality stars?
I wouldn't. I like dating people that don't do what I do.
Yeah, nice. Exactly.
And too much ego.
Ego's bad, period. But ego for no reason, i.e., like what is the situation doing? I still can't get over this rider. Ridiculous.
It's insane.
Life and Style Weekly, each and every Friday, we recap the week that was. Scene Queen Juliet Eason. Hey, Juliet, have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.